It's The Huddle. Powered in part by Reuben James, Main Street Burlington, RJSBurlington.com, Able Paint Glass and Flooring. You need it, they've got it. They are Able, AbleVT.com. And by Agave Taco and Tequila Casa, Maple Tree Place, Williston. Order online at AgaveVT.com. And by Grazer's Restaurant, Go Beyond the Burger, Maple Tree Place, Williston. And inside the 14th Star Brewery in St. Albans. Order online at Grazer'sVT.com. Now, it's The Huddle on 101.3 The Game, 1013thegame.com, the 101.3 The Game app, and video streaming on Twitch at twitch.tv/1013thegame.
Good afternoon. You're in The Huddle. 101.3 The Game, all on a count of four. Intern 11 is here. TJ's here. Rich is here. Artie's here. How you doing today, handsome?
Wow, good energy for an old guy.
Wow. Nice. I need this weekend big time. Wow.
Well, you're going to get a really long weekend next week.
I'm working Thursday, Friday.
Well, you're not working. You're talking for a couple of hours.
10 p.m. to 2 a.m. on Fox Sports Radio.
Ooh, 4 hours. Actually, that does sound hard.
The four-hour shows are way too much.
How do you do that?
I have a co-host. I'm doing it with Aaron Torres.
We had him on yesterday.
So we'll be doing that next Thanksgiving. But I was just reading just like seconds ago about the new quarantine, and if you leave Vermont and people coming into Vermont right around, this is all for Thanksgiving. This is just going to
suck.
It is going to suck, but a lot of people are not going to quarantine. So what's going to happen there? And how does it work? If somebody comes to your house, that means everybody has to quarantine for 14 days?
It's the ones who are flying off to, like, San Diego to be with family are the ones that are kind of pissing me off a little bit. I have to go a whole year without seeing the most important thing in my life, my family.
Right.
To make that sacrifice, and people are just saying, forget it. I mean, whether you believe this whole thing is ridiculous or not, you still can't just get on a plane and fly across the country.
No. Two airlines are selling middle seats now. Some are still blocking the middle seat, but some of them are just opening them back up again.
All right, well, that's a nice depressing topic to kick off the show.
Well, Tommy in Jeffersonville started exactly at 4 o'clock. All right, Arnie, can't wait to hear how bad the Patriots are supposed to be on Sunday. Please enlighten us. Right, that was at 4. That was even before we even finished the update. TJ didn't even finish the update, and he already started with us.
Well, he's right. On.
By the way, it's
usually in the first 5 minutes that you announce the Patriots have no shot of winning Sunday.
Pretty much.
I hate to encourage folks from around the country, but you do know that Vermont was ranked as the safest place in the country to spend Thanksgiving.
I saw that. Don't encourage.
I don't want people coming here. I'm just saying.
Why is it the safest place?
They did this survey on obviously coronavirus, crime. They put all these factors together. And Vermont came out 89.76% safe. That was the number one position. With a bullet,
so to speak.
I've always
or
said,
maybe without a bullet,
yes, I don't with know. A flower.
I've always said that the UVM, that's not a party school. It is not a party school.
Obviously, I haven't been up there. It's not what it used to be. Let's put it that
it's
way.
Not even. I went to the University of Arizona.
I went to Penn State.
I went to Lyndon State.
I bet you there was some parties.
There were some parties at Penn State.
Is there one school that's as guaranteed as a fantasy draft and every single player in the league saying, "Oh, I definitely have a great team."
I can tell you, I don't know how I'm still alive.
Stop.
All right, Rich, it's that bad.
Penn State, Arizona. Do you have any idea? First of all, the weather was perfect all the time.
Of course, I know. I went to Lyndon State for 7 years.
I mean, I don't know if you go to a bigger party school than Penn State in Arizona. I think that should be like 1-2 on the list.
Were you there when Cyndi Lauper was there?
She went to Johnson State.
Oh, Johnson State. That's right.
Yep. She was the commencement speaker last year. How cool is that?
Yeah.
Time after time.
Did she have fun?
I also did radio for 3 years in Gainesville, Florida.
Wow.
I mean, you want to talk about a party school.
Gainesville? University of Florida?
Oh, my God.
Oh, I could imagine.
And I think they make the ladies in Gainesville put their measurements on the entrance paperwork because there is not an ugly woman on that entire campus. They're all unbelievable.
Arizona was the school for people that were too dumb to get into San Diego State. And that's pretty bad.
Wow.
That's pretty bad. Shane in Burlington. Arnie, how many more people are in Arizona? per capita, the average catamount would have drank you under the table. It's not many more people in Arizona. When I was there, we had about, I think, 30,000, 35,000. That's like 50,000 now. I understand that.
It's so subjective. I mean, how do you know?
But you got, there's what, 10,000, 8 to 10,000?
Yeah, 10, 12, yeah.
That's a pretty good size school.
Yeah. Certainly for Vermont, it is.
Absolutely.
Bigger than Adams College.
I never hear of any of the fraternities. Yeah, Adams, that's from
Revenge of the Nerds.
Yeah.
That's where it was filmed, right?
I never hear of the fraternities around here getting into trouble like our fraternities did. I never heard of, like, massive parties. Whoa, the police were called to a party at the Tai Kappa Alpha house where there was just some drunken craziness going on. Never read anything about that in the 6 years I've been here.
Johnny says, I'm flying to California for Thanksgiving, and I have been quarantined. I'm living my life. You stay home, Rich.
Wow.
That's nice.
Wow.
Well, he's quarantined. Yeah, that's something that
what
I
does
can't
that mean?
Possibly do.
I don't know. What it mean, he's quarantined before he goes?
Yes, and that's not something I am physically possible for me to do.
I don't. But what about coming back to Vermont?
I don't know what his plan is.
Yeah, but if you're see that it's not quarantining before you go that we care about. What is? Am I not understanding this right? It's not. It's not like, oh, I'm going to California. Damn, I better quarantine myself for a week
in Vermont.
Yeah,
they don't care if they get sick.
It's when you're coming back here is what we care about. You're doing it backwards. Hunter in Essex, UVM is not a party school ever. Yeah, I told you.
Well, it used to be a little crazier than it is now.
Go to Georgia and Athens or Clemson or Florida State. Crazy. I've been to Georgia. Yeah, they're a little bit nutty there, too.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a little Ann Arbor, nice. Madison. There's a lot of crazy towns.
Yeah, Ann Arbor's a good one, too.
Yep.
That
Madison, I hear, is nuts. Wisconsin.
Oh, Madison's like one of the biggest parts. That might be number one, the University of Wisconsin.
Yep.
That they're absolutely insane there. That's 50,000 people just running around like crazy.
Naked. Minus five. Keg parties everywhere.
That's the, you know, it's drinking every night in schools like that. Classes of like a couple of hundred. You know, you just sit in the back hungover. You just do that for the first couple of years.
I seriously don't know how I'm still alive, to be honest with you.
I don't know how I
made it through college.
I feel like I can echo that sentiment.
Tommy said, dated a girl that went to University of Arizona, party school for sure, loved visiting, and first time texter, always getting into topics like this, Rich. UVM made the top 10 party schools in the 80s.
Yep.
But can't compare it to East Carolina. Playboy said they don't rate professionals. I don't even get that.
Well, that text is from North Carolina, so.
Oh, I get it.
Yep.
East Carolina, I've been down there. That is a fun time. I've been down there a couple
times.
Why
have you been to East Carolina?
One of my affiliates, Greenville, North Carolina.
Oh, okay.
And my wife was signing autographs down there. It was fantastic. We had a blast.
I thought Greenville was in South Carolina.
I'd actually like to have your wife's autograph.
Yeah.
On a blank check.
Thank you. not too many of our listeners went to like Michigan or anything like that.
They all went to Ivy League schools.
They went to Linden and
MIT.
I grew up about 13 miles away from Bucknell University.
Oh, in Lewisburg.
In Lewisburg. Yeah.
I had a couple people in my family went there.
Yeah, they went to Bucknell.
Yes, the Bucknell Bison.
Obviously, you've disappointed your family when you said where you were going.
my whole family went to really nice schools, and then I showed up. I loved all seven of my years at Linden. Don't you get down on
Linden
really
State. We're really proud of little Richie. He's going to Linden State.
We're so proud of you, Richie.
Hey, I tried to go to University of Hartford, but it was too hard for me.
Hey, come visit me up in Bucknell, would you, Rich? My goodness.
That's a nice school.
My nieces went to USC. So, wow. Look, I can't even just...
Were they on the crewing team?
Yeah. No. Let me tell you something. They were smart girls. They weren't party girls. One went to University of Arizona Medical School. She's a doctor at UCLA.
What happened to you?
And the other one, I told you what the other one is. She's a lawyer for a while. She's going to be working for what's-her-face?
The Supreme Court Justice.
Yes.
Yes.
So she went to Northwestern or something.
You ended
like that,
up
right?
being some schlub in a radio station in Burlington, Vermont.
We have a lot of brains in our family. I told you I would have been a doctor. Would have been a surgeon.
By the way, imagine?
University of Arizona Medical School. We have a great medical school. Dr. Spanier, can I help you, please?
I saw an article yesterday, by the way, that Aunt Becky has conformed nicely to prison. She's doing okay.
No, she's not.
Well,
I
the
heard.
First night she wasn't
yeah,
doing
she
well.
She doesn't like it
but
so
she's,
much.
But she's doing better since the first night. A lot of crying on the first night. And
I don't understand it. She's not in, like, you know, the hardcore ones.
She's not in the big house.
No, she's not.
She's in a country club.
Right.
They get cable TV.
They got Peloton bikes.
I used to have such a crush on her. Lori Loughlin.
Yeah, she's
that was the only reason I watched Full House. I didn't care about any of it.
Has she been in anything else other than like Hallmark TV?
No.
Are you still trying to get me in those movies? The Hallmark?
Yes. Yes.
The Christmas special?
Yeah, I got a call from a guy yesterday who wanted to do a movie called The Christmas Cookie. And I said, Arnie doesn't eat cookies.
I remember I want to play the innkeeper with the
Ryan.
Black and red checkered shirt.
Yes.
Walking around with an axe.
Right.
It's like, oh, isn't that lovely? The kids are getting together.
Yeah.
That's my...
They're all pretty much the same.
Well, since every one of those is based in Vermont,
yes, they are.
You'd think you could get a role.
You would think. I don't know if they actually film it up here or they say they film it up. It's always like, you know, Christmas time in Vermont or something, but it's filmed in California.
I know, and everything is Vermont with the fake snow. And and you'd think with your chiseled physique, you'd be able to get on one of those.
I'm Arnie, and this is my brother Rich and my other brother Rich.
Would you like some maple syrup? We can help you. You know, we know you get some real cheap around here.
So big plans for the weekend, boys?
No, not really.
Your couch.
I'm just going to sit on my couch and look around for a trailhawk and just sit around and do nothing.
I'm going to watch football. That's it.
You do realize you only get one life, Arnie, right?
I mean,
you do get that.
I'm telling you.
This ain't practice.
I will get rid of Saturdays, and then I'll get rid of one of those days at Fox. I'll just do Saturdays. Sundays.
So you'll get up from the couch if that happens.
Yeah, I'm hoping.
My plans are to do nothing but watch football. My wife is probably going to have something to say about that. And when it comes to that, she always wins.
Oh, no. Does she drag you around? Like, what does she say? You have a bunch of errands to do, so get up?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, it's awful. Yeah, sometimes. I have two daughters in the house. I have an older daughter who's moved on and has her own husband and family and everything else. But if there's anybody that deserves a man cave in this state, it's me.
Yeah.
Some days it's like an estrogen bomb has gone off in the house. I mean, it's like
you
have no idea. Huh?
How old's your kid?
Which one? I have three.
You have three kids?
I have three daughters, yeah.
Oh, my. Oh, that's right.
One's 24, one's 19, and one's 17.
Ugh. So you've had some practice.
No wonder you're here. No wonder you stay till like 9 o'clock at night. You don't want to go home.
They pay him for 8 hours, but he stays for 14.
TJ's like texting at midnight. Oh, I'm just about to leave to go home, but I'll be back at 3 a.m.
Well, the funny thing is,
turnaround.
We're talking about Thanksgiving and COVID and everything else, and I'm like, this is the greatest news ever. I don't have to go anywhere.
So you're 1 year away from freedom.
I am close. Close, yeah.
1 year.
He's not in prison. He just has three girls.
I don't know. Three daughters sounds like prison to me.
Wow.
My youngest has qualified for early college, so.
Wow.
She's actually doing her senior year at CV.
Yeah, I've seen a
CC or whatever.
I've seen Mike Zorny's boy is doing that too.
Yeah.
So a lot of kids have done that.
I thought he was like seven.
Yeah.
Wow. Maybe
people,
he is.
People do get older. I don't know if you know that.
Yeah, tell me about it.
All right. Look, we got a busy show. I'm not kidding around. It is a Friday. We got a lot to get to. Of course, we got Bertie Fratto coming up in the Power Hour of the show. We got Power Play, the new and exciting game, sweep in the country. So certainly stick around for that. Let's go ahead and start with Nick Wright, who was on with Dan Patrick. I thought this was kind of interesting.
Oh, let me guess. Something negative about the Boston Celtics.
Wow.
No, not Nick Wright.
Wait, real quick, what did Dana and Bridport write in? Is it something that...
Cool.
I just caught that off the corner.
Hey, guys, last time I saw you, I was picking... I think that was the poorhouse night.
Okay.
Said, hey, guys, last time I saw you, I was picking up the ring. I just wanted to let you know I proposed Wednesday night. And she said, yes.
Oh, bravo.
Thanks, guys, for being part of that experience.
Bravo, because last time we talked to Dana, it was like 20% she'd say yes, 80% no, right?
I don't remember that specific.
I think it was like 20-80, and I said... Let me tell you how you do it. And that brought it up to 50-50.
Oh, yeah. I see. So you are completely the reason.
Yeah, I'm a love doctor is what I am there.
I wish you had told me. I'd had a funeral march ready or something.
Well, congratulations, Dana in Bridport, also known as Bridgeport.
Yes. Dana, if I could offer this one piece of advice, a guy that's been married 20 years, don't do it.
Wow. Wow.
I'm kidding.
Well, you're a mood killer.
Wow.
The guy's like bouncing off the walls. The love of his life said yes.
How old was Dana?
I don't know. I'm roughly trying to remember what he looked like. I don't know.
Was he in his 40s?
I don't dare even answer that question.
If he was in his 40s, I'd say, you made it this long. Why not just go the rest of the way, you know? Might as well just go the rest of the way without anybody.
By the way, speaking of better halves, what does your wife mean by the word Vancouver?
I don't have a clue.
Beth, Arnie's wife, texted in one
Vancouver.
Word. Vancouver.
I have no idea. Maybe we're going on vacation.
Is she day drinking again?
I have probably.
Dana's, no, that's Dana's 47,
I think
by the way.
She said
that's where she's running away to with her virtual trainer from the treadmill.
Fabio.
Yeah.
she's giving up Flabio and moving on to Fabio. Yeah,
Dana's 47.
Yep.
Oh.
You went 47 years without getting married. I don't know what another 30 or 40 would be with it.
Well, we don't know that, do we? Are there any single 47-year-old people left on the planet that aren't divorced?
I'm sure there's some. If I didn't marry Beth, that would have been me. I'd be 57 and been a bachelor for my whole life.
Okay, so now Beth has followed up the word Vancouver with Hallmark movies.
Oh, that's where they filmed.
Yeah.
Oh, Can you talk in full sentences, please, Beth? First-time texter, Arnie could be Bob Newhart on a remake of the show filmed in Middlebury at the Waybury Inn.
Yes.
There you go.
Right outside of town. Yeah, on the way to Ripton.
Oh, I could totally. That's totally my plan.
Yeah, you could do that.
Yes.
And I'll play one of the Larrys.
I'll come back at 5.
Or is it Daryl's?
Daryl's. Yeah.
Come back at 6. We'll have some hot cookies out from the stove, okay?
Yeah.
Make sure you're back from skiing.
That'd be a disaster.
I would be.
I'd give it less than a season.
No, I'm telling you, I'd be great. I would just. I'm an actor. Then people wouldn't see how I'm so full of crap. I could act that I might be a nice person.
You're an actor.
Yes, that's what actors
because
do.
Because you laid in bed and had Bernadette Fusco jump on you for 30 seconds.
Look at Johnny Depp. That guy's the biggest SOB on the face of the earth. But when it comes to acting, he's a great actor. You think he's a good guy.
I doubt he's a good guy.
Oh, he's not a good guy at all. He's not a good guy at all. But he's an actor. So you think he's a good guy. Unbelievable.
Andrew says it's only Bridgeport if you don't live near there.
Yeah, exactly.
I know it's Bridgeport, but I was just saying something that Arnie always says Bridgeport.
You're holding me up, guys. We really do.
Well, why? What do you want to talk about?
Well, I want to get to the Celtics. I want to get to what Nick Wright had to say.
Oh, is there anything new on I'm now calling him Greedo instead of Gordo.
I'm getting into this marriage thing. Scott says, I've been married 38 years and say, don't do it, brother. Got married for the first time. When he was 50, crazy, Scott and Virgins. Did that make sense?
I've been married 38 years, and I say, don't do it, my brother. Oh, my brother got married. There's periods are a good, or commas.
Yeah, he says, don't do it. My brother got married for the first time when he was 50. That was crazy. Yeah, if you're going to be like 47 or 50 years old and had not been married up to then, just go the other 20 or 30 years you have left.
Yeah, you might as well Hugh Hefner it all the way
yeah,
out.
Yeah, totally Hugh Hefner
it. Well, there's an update now. Dana in Bridgeport, this is marriage number 3.
Oh. You mean you didn't learn the first 2 times?
No, he says he finally found the one.
Okay.
She is amazing. All right.
But next year we're doing a something for Dana to help find wife number 4. That's a joke. Why can't I ever
joke?
You're
like that awful ad where the best man, he has all the third time best man jokes for his best friend. What is that ad for? I can't remember. Amica Insurance,
I don't know.
It is.
I don't know.
Ugh. Yeah. Hilarious and awful ad at the same time.
Oh, that's
time.
A great one. All right, can we get to the show, please? Could you?
You're asking me?
Yeah, because we do
have a start all this.
Right, Nick Wright was on with Dan Patrick today. Get the cut number 1 because Nick Wright talking about the Celtics kind of taking a shot at them. Listen to this. Like we didn't know we were going to get to this.
Celtic fans need to understand they can't replace the asset. They needed him to opt in and then trade him or do something. They don't have the money to replace the asset. So Boston, it's really interesting, Dan. If Boston, had the hijack with the Nets are going to tear it up, build it up, tear it down, and build it back up. Before the Celtics make an NBA Finals with that heist from them nearly a decade ago. Now.
That's so true. Yeah. He's 100% right on that. That heist that we thought was so great for the Celtics. And it did materialize in certainly some younger players out there. But Brooklyn built it, tore it down, built it right back up, and is now more of a favorite. And we still haven't seen the Harden thing, more of a favorite than the Boston Celtics.
I'm sorry, anything that comes out of Nick Wright's mouth regarding the Boston Celtics is just, you might as well be speaking another language.
No, I
have no interest in what he has to say. He's never once said a nice thing about the Celtics. He hates them.
But was that wrong on that, though?
I would say that there are a lot of variables as to whether or not the Nets are going to suddenly become the beast of the East here overnight. Yeah, if they get Harden, that's going to help, but they got to keep these guys healthy. Right. And not killing each other.
Get to the second point, TJ, on what Nick Wright had to say with Dan Patrick.
Has this Celtics team underachieved?
Oh, I think so. I don't know if the team – let me rephrase. I think Danny Ainge is underachieved. I don't know if you saw the latest, report. A former Boston Herald reporter – I apologize, I don't have the name in front of me – retweeted yesterday.
Steve Bullpen.
thank you, Steve Volpit. I assume he used to go on SportsCenter with you back in the day. He reported that they had interest in James Harden, but then they cooled on it because of tertiary reasons, which makes James Harden the 13th consecutive big name free agent or possible player that Danny Ainge thought about, but decided this 11-year-old in Southern California who he holds the draft rights to in 2028 is just too good to give up. And so you didn't go and get Kawhi, the team that did won the title. You didn't go and get Anthony Davis, the team that did won the title. And you're not even going to attempt to get James Harden. And instead, the Nets, the Sixers, the Bucks all might be better than you. And that's just in the East next year.
So Al Horford didn't count and Kemba Walker didn't count. And that's just for the last couple of years.
He sounds like little Arnie. No, Al Horford is nothing, so don't even think about that.
But he's basically saying that all Danny Ainge does is he never picks up valuable free agents. He just goes out and waits for people to get old and then draft them.
The only reason he got Kemba Walker is because he overpaid for Kemba Walker.
But he got him. I mean, he's saying that he doesn't pick up anyone.
No,
but he picked up two perennial All-Stars in the last 3 years.
I don't know if I'm going to go ahead and All-Star.
Al Horford. Yeah. But keep in mind, Horford was at the time.
This point was, this is like the 13th or the millionth time that a big name has come up and the Celtics have either swung or didn't swing at all and missed. And now you had it. And I said this before, Rich. I said this earlier in the week when the rumors were that they were going to give up Jaylen Brown and whatever to go ahead and get Harden. I would have said I'd take Jaylen Brown to the airport. Mm. You have a chance to get one of the best shooters in the game, maybe one of the best scorers in the game, one of the top arguably five players, maybe top three players in the game.
Shooters in the game? He shoots 36%.
No, don't go by the percentage, Rich. Well, we know what kind of scorer he is. He's better than Steph Curry, if that's what you're going to put out of him. Wow. And you had a chance to get somebody like him. If you get him, you're the favorites to go to the championship, maybe even win it. And you went ahead and you let it just walk right by you. You didn't even swing. You didn't take the bat off your shoulders.
How do we know that? James Harden is a member of the Houston Rockets. He's out there. How do we know? It's just all media speculating. That's all it is.
What, that they...
James Harden, the whole thing. He's going to Philly. No, he's going to Brooklyn. No, he's going to Houston.
He won't be with the Rockets. I'll bet you whatever you want.
Well, the Rockets are playing the way they should he's not going anywhere because that just drives up the cost.
Well, but you know who's going to decide where he goes? He'll decide.
Yes.
He's going to tell them privately now because he's already opened up his big mouth.
I'll agree with you on that.
Let me tell you this. If Harden went in there and said, you're going to trade me to the Celtics and you better get as much as you can and I won't say anything, he'd be a member of the Celtics. If he said, you better trade me to Brooklyn because I want to play there and I'm not going to say anything and get as much as you can, they'll trade him to Brooklyn. They're going to trade him where they can get it and where he wants to go.
Well, you'd better hope that two of those three guys don't get hurt in Brooklyn because there's going to be no bench. There's not going to be anything left of Brooklyn.
Then that's like saying you better hope... Jaylen Brown and Tatum don't get hurt. I mean, come on now.
No, look, I understand that the Celtics need something else. The reason they need something else is because of Kemba Walker's knees. I really think that is a huge part of it. They need a big, and they need a good big, a Rudy Gobert or somebody like that. I'd love to see him get Miles Turner. I don't know if that's going to happen or not.
All right, TJ, give me one more. Finish up what Nick Wright had to say with Dan Patrick.
Do you think they would really consider James Harden in Boston?
Well, I don't think they will, and it's because they overvalue their own guys. Listen, Jason Tatum is an excellent player,
Wow.
But Celtic fans have decided he's going to win multiple MVPs. He'll never win one.
Zing! Zing, wow. Look at your face.
Or day drinking.
He's right.
Can I just set off the fact check alarm?
He doesn't know that.
The fact check
comment.
The fact check is... I believe I just did hear him say something good about a Celtics player.
Just for a second. Yeah, he admitted that Jason Tatum is okay.
I agree with him 100%. Why, you think Jason Tatum's going to be
winning? Who knows? How do you know? Who knows?
His point is...
He's 2 years away... he's a year away from being a superstar.
Jason Tatum is not... There's a difference between a great player and a James Harden, okay? And a LeBron James.
Right, Tatum plays
and
some
Anthony
semblance
Davis
of defense.
And somebody... Stop it, Rich.
Well, what?
I mean, you act like James Harden.
He does one thing. He shoots. That's his thing. He shoots and shoots and shoots.
And what does Steph Curry do?
So, yes, he does. He plays some defense.
No, he doesn't play yet. He's too small to play defense. He's too short to play defense. Madden Grand Isle, Brooklyn is no concern. Dumpster fire for epic proportion. Kyrie's a nut job. Oh, but when he was here, y'all loved him.
Well, we loved him until we got to know him.
I told you that, but Kyrie did win a championship.
Yes, with LeBron.
Well, so LeBron's lost six of them, I believe.
I know, but it's LeBron. Come on.
So?
Everywhere LeBron goes, he eventually wins one. And sure, Kyrie had a lot to do with that. I get that. But Kyrie's not winning with Cleveland if LeBron isn't there.
Just be honest and face it. You made a mistake. Danny Ainge should have and pulled the trigger and got James Harden. And probably wanted to, but didn't offer enough.
This is so funny. We'll probably wake up tomorrow and find out James Harden has signed with the Celtics or traded to the Celtics.
Wouldn't that be great?
It's just like we're just making stuff up here with no idea what we're talking about.
I sent you the stories. What
I understand that,
about
but it's just
that?
some writer who's saying, well, Harden's going to such and such team without any...
No. That wasn't a writer. That was a legitimate... that was from Nesson. Nesson's the one that reported was Jaylen Brown in like three draft picks or something like
okay.
that.
That guy belongs to the New England Psychic Institute.
Maybe it was Tom Karen.
That was Tom Karen's place. What's wrong with you?
It must be real.
What is wrong with you? Mike and Milton, James Harden's a ball hog, and that's not Celtic basketball.
I just don't see him fitting in the green. Don't see it.
I don't see it.
And you know what I'll say? I will say one thing about that. If I found out tomorrow that James Harden was coming to the Celtics and they didn't have to give up either Brown or Tatum, I'd be excited.
Oh, of course you would.
What was my first reaction when Antonio Brown came to the Patriots? I was like, wow, this is going to be great. And then about a week later, I couldn't take it another minute. And I feel like Harden would be
Yeah, but
like
they
that.
Never had to give up anybody to, you know, of any, you know, there was no anybody to give up to get him. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't like you were sacrificing. It was just money, you know?
Well,
just salary cap money.
So what do you have to give up for Harden? You got to give up Jaylen Brown, don't you?
Yeah. Look, I don't want to really give him up, but if I got to get one of the best players in basketball.
$47 million average salary annual for the next three
years.
Yeah,
that is a lot of money.
It's not my money. That's what I always say.
$47 million a year. How would you like that?
Well, apparently Greedo didn't think it was enough for to make $34
million. What is his checks? Is that direct deposit, by the way? Or is it every 2 weeks or once a month?
To play 8 months of a game every year.
Look at you. Here you go.
How great is that?
Here you go.
I started getting angry at Hayward today when I was standing. I was in the shower after Orange Theory today.
Why would you get mad at
Hayward?
He's the one. Wait a minute. He's
turning down $34 million for a chance at a championship that he's never won. In this day and age, the more I started thinking about COVID and I started thinking about circumstances in this world, it just felt like such greed
but
to
no,
me.
No, no, you're misunderstanding. That's the opposite of greed.
Why? So now he can make – you know what he's going to do, too? He's going to say he's going to do what – I love you, Boston. He's going to take out his full-page ad in the Globe and the Herald. I love you guys. You treated me great. Think about the time they spent getting his ankle ready.
Yeah, no. But this is the opposite of greed by saying, I'm just going to go ahead and go where I want to go and give up $34 million. Now, I mean, if we're going to do the math, I'll do some quick math here. Let's say he gets a four-year deal of $80 million or three-year $60 million. It doesn't really make a difference.
There's no difference.
All right, okay, so let's say that's $20 million a year. He get more or less. Let's just give you argument's sake here. He's supposed to get $34 million, so that's $14 million differential, okay? After taxes and everything and your managers and all that.
Okay,
you're really losing out on about $7 million, yet you get to go to the place that you want to live and finish out your season. Plus, you don't have your value diminished because you're the fourth option with the Boston Celtics.
How important is it to say no to $34 million because you're going to be the fourth shooter instead of the second shooter? I hope he goes to Atlanta. They deserve each other.
He could have just stayed here, taken the $34 million, sat on the bench and done nothing,
When does
Rich?
He ever sit on the bench? Well, he plays 34 minutes a game.
He would have been the fourth option on this
team. But what of it? How many points do you need to score to feed your ego? What's the difference?
For $34 million, I would have been water boy. I understand that.
It just seems so ridiculous to me. But he's got enough money for 40 lifetimes already.
And that's why he opted out. He said, I'm going to bypass. You're seeing this the wrong way. You're really not seeing this right. He said, I don't want the $34 million just to take it and pad my bank account.
Win a championship, maybe.
Yeah. He's saying, I'd rather just go ahead and
be the star.
No, live in Indiana because I want to finish my career there or play in the South in Atlanta and I'll take 14, 15 less million dollars.
But in the long run, he'd make a lot more. Why doesn't he just play for the Celtics for one more year and then go to free agency?
That's what you're missing. Let's say he did get the three. If he played for the Celtics and took the $34 million and after the year is done, let's say he took a three-year deal from the Knicks for 20 or anybody.
Okay.
So he's still going to get the money. He's going to get more money if he stayed here with the Celtics.
Right. Look, I admit this is partly as a Celtics fan. This is part of my fandom, my fanboy Celtics thing here. I feel scorned
that
a guy in this day and age would turn down
$34 million
for a chance at a championship.
Listen, he's taking less money, Rich, which means he probably can't afford a treadmill like Arnie and Beth's.
How much do you need to be satisfied in life? Just unbelievable.
You guys are not seeing it right. You're missing the point.
So he can't play one more year for $34 million with the Celtics and then go out and make another $80 million.
Yes, he could do that and he'd make more money. That way, he's giving back money, but he's just like, I don't want to be here in Boston because I don't want to be the fourth option. I want to go live my life.
That's what I mean.
And also,
massive ego.
Who cares
if you're making 15 points or 17?
He had two major injuries here, bad karma. He's just ready to move on. I think you're seeing this the wrong way. I think most of the people listening are saying, well, think of it like me saying he's just giving back the money and he's walking away from $34 million. This is not even an opinion piece, Rich. This is a guy that's just saying, here's your money back. If he took $34 million, he's not going to earn that money.
When his right mind says no to play team for $34 million.
And that's why I was wrong. I said there's no way he's going to opt out. I never thought in the world would he ever opt out of $34 million. But he's like, I just want to go live my life. And good for him. I think you're seeing it the wrong way. Look, we got a lot of football to get to. 802-655-6672 if you want to go jump on in. Heading into week 11, and I know this. We'll talk about that. We'll get to the Texans' 27-23 victory over the Patriots. You didn't see that part?
Oh, I see it.
Yeah, you like that? You like the way I snuck that in there?
Oh, no, I was looking at the text line. I thought that's what you were talking about.
I was sneaking the score in there, the 27-23 over the pitch.
I wasn't even listening to you.
I know.
I was pulling an Arnie.
We'll be back right here on 101.3 The Game.
The show is great when the mic is on, but how about when the camera is on, too? Find out, because you can watch the show each day. Streaming online at twitch.tv/101.3TheGame.
All right, good afternoon, everybody. You're in the huddle. 101.3 The Game. We're going to walk on a Friday.
Are you a closet AC/DC guy?
Oh, I love AC/DC.
You do?
What are you talking about?
Wow. I never knew this in all these years.
I'm 57. I was born in the AC/DC era. What's wrong with you?
Ultimate air guitar band.
Real quick, before we get we're heading into week 11, and I know this. I do have the Texans winning 27-23. Shocker. one serious thing. Cam Newton came out today and said that, this is not verbatim, but kind of, I'll just sum it up, where he said that when he got COVID, when he came back, he felt that he was behind because he was away from the Patriots practice facility.
And it showed.
And he also said he felt a little bit like in a fog and nothing like totally physical, but maybe more mentally and just didn't feel exactly the same, like 100%. And my thing's this, just on one note, if that's true, and he told the Patriots, shame on them, because really you're out of the playoffs, somebody like that can get hurt back there. I mean, you've seen some of the hits that go on in the NFL.
The one he took, what was it, last week or the week before? That was last week. 2 weeks ago, he got flattened.
If you're not there all sharp mentally, you can't play quarterback. And I'm not just talking about throwing the ball and trying to make completions. I'm talking about not getting your bell rung. And the fact that you're out of the playoffs and you have a quarterback in Stidham that you wanted to see how he could play anyway, shame on you for putting him out there, coming back from a disease. We don't even know what the hell it's causing out there, TJ. What'd you say?
Andy Dalton says he still can't smell or taste anything.
Right, and he's coming back to play.
And yet he's playing.
Yeah.
He's also seeing birds fly around the top of his head.
Tweety bird. You don't know how this is going to affect you. You hold on to that ball. Somebody's going to pound you. I don't know who it's going to be, but it's going to be somebody. I promise you that. And they come on a blitz. Your career could be over because of something like that. Why put your guy out there? Why wasn't that a good time to say, let's just go with Stidham? I don't remember which game this was. I don't remember the first game. But he would have said, let's just put Stidham in for one game. I mean, do we really need to risk somebody's health and to be, have his bell rung like that?
No, you're preaching to the choir here. Yeah. I mean, the team was 2-5 at the time. They were playing the Jets. I thought that was a perfect opportunity to put him in there and see what he had.
It was Oh, Cam did play against the Jets.
Yes, okay, he got was it against the Jets or was it last week where he got absolutely flattened?
I don't remember anymore. They're all just blended together. Anyway. All right. So anyway, give us a little music. Let's go. Heading into week 11, I know this. I'm going to start things off. Bravo to the Saints. You're going to see Taysom Hill, and you know I've been talking about him.
That's your man crush.
Oh, my goodness. How long have I been talking about him, Rich? For years.
Ad nauseum.
I said, this guy needs a chance. People have fought me on this. I'm finally going to get my wish this Sunday, and I know this. He is going to tear it up, my friend.
It's like Tua did in his opener. You know how many times you've said this about first-time quarterbacks?
He's not a rookie.
I know it, but I can't wait for Monday.
He is going to tear it up.
I wish him well. Not. I just see it's too bad because he seems like a good guy. But now I want him to fail.
No, he's not. It's going to be a fantastic game for him. I love what Taysom Hill is going to be doing this Sunday. I can't wait.
I know this heading into week 11, despite the fact that I've been calling it week 10 for the entire week and not one person called me out on it. Damian Harris is a must-play for fantasy owners this week. That guy is going to rip it up against Houston, a terrible run defense. He's gone for 100-plus yards the last two games, 3-0 total this year. I wouldn't be surprised to see 150 out of him on Sunday.
Since he's been back from his injury, he's been one of the top running backs in the NFL.
Yeah.
How about that?
How long did it take Belichick to realize maybe I should actually play this guy?
I thought if it was going to be anybody, it was going to be Sony Michel. And I was wrong. Harris is a lot better than I gave him credit for. It took a little while.
He is a bull in a china shop when he gets the ball handed to him, too. That's what I love about him. He runs as recklessly. He's really hard to bring down, and I like that. I don't know how long that's going to last, but it's fun to watch him right now, and I think he's going to have a big day Sunday.
You got somebody on the line?
Yeah, Dana in Bridport.
They're getting the married man, about to get married. I'm sure we're going to be invited to the wedding. How's it going,
Dana? At least the reception.
You there, Dana?
He should be there.
After all that.
Oh, Dana.
I think we lost him.
Try the other line. You there?
Dana.
Nope.
I can hear you.
After all that build-up.
I'm surprised he actually got the ring and got engaged.
Dana, are you there?
Here we go. Heading into week 11, I know this.
Cell service in Bridport can be rough.
I had the best prediction in the history of predictions, and nobody's giving me credit for it. I said the Dolphins were going to win 6 games in a row, maybe 8 games in a row. They've won 5.
So you're still not right.
They'll beat the Broncos in Denver because they don't have their quarterback. That's going to be 6. And then they have the Jets.
Rough schedule. Hard to believe they've won all these
7
games.
7, and then they have the Bengals.
Oh, how does that happen?
I don't know. Meanwhile,
the rest
of
the division plays a 6-20 rest of schedule.
I keep telling you they had an easy schedule. You said no, and then
doesn't
I said
make
it.
Any sense.
I said it on the air nationally, and my co-host said that can't be possible. I keep telling you it is.
Did they have that hard of a schedule in the first half of the season where they could just coast the rest of the way?
Look at their schedule. They played the Patriots.
And lost to them.
Pats,
Bills, Jags, Seahawks, Niners.
Seahawks was the best game.
Jets, Rams.
Yeah.
Cardinals, Chargers.
Yeah.
So that's a fairly tough go.
What's the next game? It's
Broncos, Jets, Bengals, then Chiefs and Patriots.
That's it.
Then at Raiders.
Okay.
At Bills.
Well, you got to have some tough game out of 16.
Well, they do. That's a tough schedule right there.
They're going to make the playoffs. I know this, that they're going to win their 6th game in a row, and they're going to make the playoffs. They're going to beat the Broncos this weekend.
I think Dana's there.
Dana, you there this time, Dana?
I am.
Yes, my friend. How's it going? Congratulations, by the way.
Oh, thank you. And it's week 11, and I know this. I picked the right girl this time.
All right.
Hey, bravo. Good for you. We expect those invitations.
What we learn, Arnie, over the course of our years with past relationships and past marriages is what we don't want.
Yes.
And this girl has none of those things, so it's great.
Bravo.
And the other thing that I know is that the Giants are going to end up winning the NFC East.
Ooh, all right. Wow. I appreciate you getting on in there. I don't think they can. I don't think they're... they're only a game and a half out. I take that back.
They are going to end up winning the NFC East, and I will bet you a car wash on that.
You're down on that. I appreciate the call. Thanks a lot.
Congrats, buddy.
Yeah, congrats. 802-655-6672.
My turn?
Yeah, go ahead. You go.
Okay. This is what I know heading into week 11. Green Bay, and this is going to piss off some of my drinking buddies. Green Bay isn't nearly as good as their 7-2 record, and they are going to find that out the hard way at Indianapolis on Sunday.
No, I see we're on the opposite end of that game. I saw that when you send your picks in there. I completely disagree with you.
I think Indy is becoming a team to be reckoned with.
Completely disagree with you on that one.
Well, you can't be wrong all the time, so eventually you'll get one of these.
If there's one thing I know, go ahead, TJ, you go.
Week 11 in the NFL, and this I know. Number 11's infatuation with Chase Winovich is disturbing. It's disturbing.
Even his
I've never
team.
Seen someone with a bigger crush, a man crush on someone else. It's ridiculous.
Well, maybe he thinks it's a woman.
Don't know.
You've seen him before, right?
I have, yes. Okay.
Yeah, say that to his face, my friend.
I think not.
Heading into week 11, I know this. Pittsburgh's going to stay undefeated.
Wow.
They're going to go to 10-0. Rich, well, I told you.
Who they got?
They are on the road against Jacksonville.
Oh, there's a bold prediction.
That's
a hot take right there.
Hey, well, did I tell you? Did you want some 16? did you want 16-1 odds that they were going to go undefeated? You told me no. You said you remember I asked you a couple weeks ago. Do you want them at 16-1 to go undefeated?
Right.
And you said not going to go undefeated.
No, because it's only happened once. Yeah. Well, twice if you want to call the Dolphins 14-0. That's an undefeated season. So, but yeah. Yeah, it's not so.
I just feel like a natural
progression of a football season says they lose at least once, probably twice. But it won't be this weekend.
It's not going to be this weekend.
Jacksonville, who's just playing for at this point.
Not much. That's for sure. The number one pick, but they're not going to catch the Jets.
This I know heading into week 11, between half the team now missing because of COVID and the circling arrowhead situation is going to make for a very long Sunday for the Las Vegas Raiders against the Chiefs. I think the Chiefs maul them.
How many is missing from that team? I thought if you...
Six?
No, I thought more than that.
Is it
no, it's
eight?
Like half the defense. Yes. Half the starting defense.
Yeah, maybe it's six of the starters. I'm not sure.
It grows by the hour.
Yeah. Well, I believe me, that's one of my picks. I was more than happy to take Kansas City this
week. I was going to do that. I didn't want to lay the point. You didn't take Kansas City.
Oh, I thought I did.
No, you didn't take Kansas City. You're so bad.
Oh, yeah, I narrowed it down to six things, and that was one of them.
Yeah.
Week 11 in the NFL, and I know this, I put a little too much stock in the Arizona Cardinals.
I know. Wasn't that weird
last
night?
That was a bad game, yeah.
That was two teams going in different directions, and it didn't go like it was supposed to.
I really thought Arizona was going to win that game last night, and, man, they just... It was ridiculous.
Didn't have the offense flowing, that's for sure. Was disappointed with Murray. All right, that's what you got. As we're heading into week 11, and we know this. We'll come back. Time for our picks. We've been red hot. So we'll see how we do this weekend. That's coming up next. You're in the huddle. 101.3 The Game.
The car, the app, the online stream, and on your smart speaker. We're everywhere. With the best sports talk in the Champlain Valley. It's the huddle on 101.3 The Game.
All right, good afternoon, everybody. You're in the huddle. 101.3 The Game. Moving along on this Friday. Thanksgiving next week.
Oh, yeah. Arnie's kind of weak. Three work days and see ya.
Yeah, three work days, then two more for the network. No days off, but what can you do?
You call this work. Oh, no, do we have to talk about sports and get paid for it?
The only reason I don't mind working Thanksgiving is because I have three NFL games before I come on.
Right.
So I get to talk. I'm the only one that talks about the three games when they're all done, you know?
I'm having dreams about side dishes.
Oh, let me tell you something. My mother-in-law makes the worst stuffing in the world.
Oh, really?
She puts apples in it.
Oh, yeah. That's not good.
Yeah, she puts like apples and pecans. I'll eat any stuffing. Give me stovetop. I don't care.
Right. Now, what about Beth? Is she going to cook a nice meal for everyone?
I hope not. No, I hope not.
You'll be eating out in the garage.
I don't know how you're still married. I really don't know.
I'm not a turkey guy. That's not my thing. I'm big on stuffing.
Are you like a closet millionaire, and that's why she stays with you?
Yeah, exactly. I'll eat stuffing. Like, I'll have a stuffing sandwich. Bread on bread. You know what I mean? And tons of gravy.
Sounds delicious.
I could eat that all day, but I'm not big on turkey. Yeah. I don't want that.
If I could just have a giant vat of mashed potatoes drowned in butter and gravy.
It's better be good mashed potatoes.
I'm so used to heavy, thick stuff.
I had the instant for so many years because we were so poor, we had to make a little bit last for everybody. So.
Jeez, here we go.
What? It's just the truth out there.
Look at you now.
Yeah, look at me now. All right,
in first place in our pick'ems.
Yeah, I'm 18 and 12. Rich, 17 and 13. Bernie, 15 and 15.
We are ahead of the king.
Are you going to challenge him for, like, money and stuff when he comes on next segment?
No. No, because this could fall apart. It's amazing how quickly an 0-3 weekend ruins everything.
Give us real NFL music. Can you give us, real, like, Fox real NFL music, not just... Some look, he's getting all frustrated because he's like, I downloaded real NFL music and now you don't like it. And now you're asking for different NFL. You know, really NFL music, like we're pumped up to be talking NFL.
The old Monday Night Football thing?
Let me hear it. That's what I'm talking about.
That makes me want to hit someone.
I don't know why you didn't play that the first time. Why do I got to ask for that?
That's NFL films.
Whatever it is, let's get at
that
it.
That just sounds like Ray Nitschke and Bart Starr and dirt and blood and
the
snow.
Frozen tundra.
Clean dirt. All right, go ahead, Rich. You're first up.
Well, I'm going to do the opposite of what I did. I said I'd never touch the Patriots, win or lose. I'm not going to go near them. I took them to get clobbered in against Baltimore last week. It didn't happen. This time, I'm feeling good against Houston. Bill O'Brien's gone, so who's in there? Romeo Cornell,
yes.
Another Belichick disciple. The Texans are the worst team in football against the run, and the stats back that up. I can't imagine that Damian Harris isn't going to have a field day. I think Cam Newton's going to have a field day as well. And I just think they're going to bust them. And they've got the momentum. Houston is just playing it out. I know it's at home for Houston, but I'm taking the Patriots -2.
Yes, -2.
They're giving 2 points. That's
Houston,
all.
Houston opened up as a 3-point favorite in that. Jumped to -2.
Wow. Well, I'm taking the Pats -2 there.
I told you last week after I said, what did we learn after 10 weeks in the books? That Minnesota has not given up. Getting Dalvin Cook back has added, a new influx in them, and they're ready to kick some booty. I think Dallas has given up. I think this is a small price to pay. It opened up at 9.5. A lot of money coming into Dallas. I just don't understand it. Give me Minnesota -7 against the Cowboys. I don't think the Cowboys can even come close to putting up as many points as they can to keep up with Minnesota. I think this is a small number to lay, and it's that magic number of 7. I don't care. I'll weigh the 7 with Minnesota.
Well, last week, for the first time ever in these picks over the years, I took an under, and I won. Barely,
yes.
But I won Green Bay, Jacksonville, and a lot of it had to do with the fact that the wind chill was about -10 in Green Bay. I'm looking right now for the forecast in Cleveland. Currently 62 and not a cloud in the sky.
Woo.
Sunday, a high of 40, high winds, and a 100% chance of mixed precipitation. That screams under to me. Plus, neither of these teams are going to score a lot anyway. Cleveland can light it up occasionally. But when you rely so much on the running game like those two teams do, I'm taking the under, even though it's down to 48.5.
Oh, I like that one kind of like it. It was 46, went up to 48.5. Tennessee, Baltimore. I'm not buying Baltimore. I told you there.
Ow.
Lamar Jackson gets behind. I'm not worried about him putting points on the board, and he's not going to beat you with his arm. Yes, he's a threat running, but I don't think that Baltimore offense scares me at all. And now you're going to give me Tennessee +5. You were going to give me 7 at the beginning of the week, but 5 is fine. Give me the Titans. It should be 5.5, but in the line we pick, Rich, give me the Tennessee +5. Against Baltimore.
All right, Green Bay at Indianapolis. The Colts looking really good last week. Was it Sunday or Monday night? It was one of those national games. Green Bay comes in at 7-2. Indy at 6-3. Both teams doing okay. But Green Bay every now and then just gets punched in the mouth. And I have a feeling that's going to happen this week. Indianapolis has looked really good. It's not because of Phillip Rivers. That defense has been great. When Aaron Rodgers is off, he gets flustered early. You saw what happened a few weeks ago. He can't do anything, and I have a feeling this is going to be one of those weeks. At Indianapolis, I am taking the Colts, giving 2 points against Green Bay.
Not only do I disagree, I'm going to go opposite of you on that one. I'm going to go ahead and take Green Bay +2.
Did you pick the same game I did?
Yes, I did.
But you knew I was picking that game.
But I picked first.
Is that legal? No, I sent you the picks at 6 o'clock this morning.
I sent you my picks last night.
I must have missed him since you sent me 94 texts.
Do you want me to pick another game besides that one?
No,
I believe we have a flag on the field.
No, I'm going opposite of him. So that if I was going the same one, I would take another game.
You go right
ahead.
But
I'm taking Green Bay +2.
Okay.
I think they get back offensively. Indianapolis doesn't scare me. And I think you're undervaluing the Green Bay Packers, who are the number one seed right now. So I'll take Green Bay +2. I think that's good value there. So there you have our picks. Remember now, they're no longer strictly for entertainment purposes only. All right, hour one in the books that just flew on by. TJ will tell you what's trending. Bernie comes on by.
Boy.
Bernie Fratto, straight out of Vegas. What is Vegas saying about this weekend's games? Who does Vegas like in the college games? Who does Bernie like? We're going to get to all that coming up next. You're in the huddle. What a point.
It's time for...
All right, good afternoon, everybody. Good evening, everybody. You're in the huddle. What a point to the game. It is the power hour of the show. Mere moments away from Bernie Fratto straight out of Vegas. Could you imagine if we lived in Vegas?
No, what would it be like, Arnie?
Be pure hell.
Yes, it would.
It'd be pure. Then staying up till 2 o'clock in the morning would not be that bad.
That's not such a bad thing.
No, it wouldn't be too bad. I'm telling you, when I lived there when I was younger, it was just a blast. I mean...
When you say younger, how younger? Was it a radio gig?
Yeah.
Or you just lived there?
No, I was my first radio gig.
Okay.
Yeah. So
can you imagine your first radio gig in Vegas? I wouldn't get any. There's a reason why the Vegas Golden Knights hockey team win all their home games.
And
it's because their opponents are so hungover they can't function.
And Rich, no matter what, being the youngest guy at the time, everybody would always take care of you. If you went up to like one of the guys and said, I just lost all my money gambling. Papa Joe, who was one of the hosts, go here. Here's $100. Go ahead. Or if we needed to get something to eat, we would just show up to one of the, the Golden Nugget or the MGM. They'd give us free buffets. They all knew who we were. It was just a great place to live. Young and single and like to mingle. Oh, and I have the time of my life.
Like the Reuben James Hotties times 50.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. It's a fun place to live. It really is.
Now, no thanks.
Well, you don't have to go to the Strip every day. You could go live away from the Strip.
Nope. But if I went with somebody who knew his way around, like you,
right,
it would probably be more fun, and I wouldn't go by the exit like I always do.
It's been so long since I've been there. It must have been like now 10 years. Well, I haven't been there since I've been here, so that's 6 years.
Yep.
It's been like maybe 12, 13 years, maybe more than that since I've been the Vegas.
I remember listening to you on Sporting News Radio live from Mandalay Bay.
Yes.
I remember it.
Mandalay Bay. Yep. They were great to us, man.
Yep.
They were absolutely fantastic.
Can I have your autograph?
Oh, geez. They put us right there in the sports book, Rich. We were just right there.
What does it mean to be put in a sports book? What does that mean?
Our studio was in the sports book.
You were inside of a book?
Inside, stop it. You know what I'm talking about. Where you gamble and make the bets. We got to be right there with all the action, all the degenerates making bets.
Oh, that sounds
all
lovely.
The gambling and stuff like that. It was great.
Sounds like my apartment.
It was fun, man. Do you not like to have any fun whatsoever in your life?
Oh, believe me. Ask my friends if I have any fun on the weekends.
Well, here's the deal. You can't go anywhere right now.
I know that, but...
I mean, the CDC is released today. Do not travel for even Thanksgiving.
I know that. I know that.
Instead, you should just have political arguments with your racist Uncle Norm on Zoom.
Yeah, how about Zoom, by the way? You talk about a smart marketing move.
Oh.
They got rid of that 40-minute maximum time for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Hello.
When we had the stock market collapse, I wrote down 15 stocks I wanted to invest in. Zoom was one of them. I got to see what it was back then and what it is now,
By the way, don't tell my wife, but the thing I'm most thankful for this Thanksgiving is that announcement from the CDC that we don't have to travel. We can't travel. I mean, you don't have to go see anybody, family or anything.
Gosh, we are very much the opposite on that one.
By the way, real quick, Luke said, I remember...
No, not my family. Her family.
Her family.
I remember Arnie on Sporting News Radio, and I thought, this is a company that's not meant to last.
Yep.
Well, it did last, believe it or not.
It became Yahoo Sports, right?
It's still around.
Yeah.
It's now in Houston, Texas, called Sports Map Radio.
Yeah.
Still around.
But didn't it become Yahoo for a period of time?
Yeah, it became Yahoo, Sporting News, all that stuff out there. All right, let's get to our guest. We've got the TikTok Jewelers guest side. Jordy Stiles, he does every Friday straight out of Vegas. You can check him out. 10 p to, what is it? No, it's not 10 p. It's 2A to 3A after we're done out there. Bernie Fratto, how you doing, Bernie?
We're living in crazy times, and you guys probably understand things better than I do. These times, I feel like Dizzy Dean, the legendary Dizzy Dean, who actually dropped out of school in the second grade. And when a reporter once asked him, Dizzy, did you really drop out of school in the second grade? He goes, yeah, and I didn't do so well in the first grade either. So the point is, some days we feel like that, and it's crazy times out there.
Oh, I love it. Let's get to the NBA, because I asked you earlier in the week, how is the NBA future odds changing now that, at first I thought that James Harden was going to go to Brooklyn and that they were going to become the favorite. What's going on with the latest NBA future odds? And does it change for Brooklyn just based on the rumor about Harden going out there?
Well, it actually did. Now, I haven't seen any updated odds since the draft the other night, but the original odds 6 weeks ago had the Brooklyn Nets at 14-1 to win the NBA championship and 5-1 to win the Eastern Conference. And then on the rumors of James Harden, it actually went to 6-1 to win the NBA championship and 12-5, which is just under 3-1. To win the Eastern Conference. So, yeah, they do move on rumor and innuendo, but clearly the balance of power is in L.A. because you've got the Lakers and Clippers are the top two teams, followed by the Bucks, and the Celtics have recently fallen to 16-1.
Wow.
And we'll see what happens to Golden State now that Klay Thompson's not going to play.
Yeah, I got to imagine that's going to hurt.
What's interesting, one final thing on this, is that how the mighty have fallen, because it wasn't that long ago that the Jazz and the Blazers and the Oklahoma City Thunder were really contenders, and now the Blazers are 30-1, the Jazz are 40-1, and the Oklahoma City Thunder is 200-1 to win the NBA championship, and they were just 60-1 3 weeks ago.
So do you go out and bet Brooklyn now before if you think they're going to get Harden? That way you get better odds, or is it about as low as it's going to be then, really?
Yeah, the answer to the question is no for a couple of reasons, Arnie, because it looks like the NBA Finals won't be completed till next July, so there's really no sense in tying up your money 8 or 9 months.
Yeah.
And I don't think they're a good value anyway. And as the season gets closer, you'll have opportunities, I think, when the season gets going to, you know, have an opportunity to bet the Brooklyn Nets if you feel about them strongly, and then hedge back when they get into the playoffs. But no, I don't recommend getting on any of these right now because there's so much uncertainty. We don't know if there's going to be fans, what's going to go on. It's a 72-game season. There's going to be a play-in tournament. So hold on to your money.
Bernie, I hear the Sharps got killed last week in the NFL. And also, tell me what Vegas does as far as reaction when Nick Chubb does something like he did last week.
Although those are two excellent questions. And the Nick Chubb thing was really not a laughing matter for some people, because when Chubb stepped out of bounds, that cost one a bet MGM better $100,000 on that game by himself.
Oh.
So yeah, honest to God, yeah, it really happened. And you know what? It leads to a larger example, because you always want to get the best of the number. Some people had Cleveland at -3, so you would have pushed, and some people got them at 3.5 or 4. So you know how those bettors felt. That MGM better had him at 3.5, cost him $100,000.
Wow.
And then later on that night, Arizona, some people got Arizona -2, some got him at 2.5.
I know.
And you saw, yeah. And you know, it's a real lesson. One last thing, you always want to get the best of the number. There was actually a MAC game action Tuesday night in Bowling Green. The total started out at 66, some weather came in and went all the way down to 55. There were some people that bet the under at 55. It ended up in the 80s, so everybody lost. But you never want to chase the line. So here's what happened, Rich, last week while the Sharps got smoked. We all know that, you know, for better or for worse, the public likes to bet heavily on favorites.
Yeah.
And the 2 weeks before, NFL underdogs were 19-9 against the spread with 12 outright wins. But last Sunday, the only underdog that won that day were the Giants, +4.5, and the Eagles were heavily on the Sharps. So the NFL is the one sport where the public can truly match the Sharps in betting dollars. So here's where the public won and the Sharps lost. They had the Steelers -7, that won. They had the Raiders -3.5, that won. They beat the Broncos 37-12. The Saints were -9.5 over the 49ers. They won 27-13. And the Buccaneers -6. They won 46-23 over the Panthers. When you add it all up, the Sharps got killed. The public did well. The books showed a slight profit, and the books called it what you would call a very chalky weekend. Everybody bet favorites on the public side. Even my buddy Fezzik, who's one of the best in the world.
Yep.
He went 1-6 last week. It can happen. It can happen to anybody.
Let me ask you a question. You talk about Steve Fezzik, who's also on Fox Sports Radio. He's a professional gambler, 2-time winner of the Hilton Sportsbook Contest. What is somebody like that? Does he just enter all the contests? How many does he win? How much does he make, like, just betting on football alone?
He makes well over 6 figures a year. He's a professional gambler.
Wow.
And he does full time. He doesn't really enter the contests anymore because the law of large numbers have changed it. All the contests have really become now our American Idol for amateur bettors, because someone's going to flip a coin and get hot 75% when you have that many people enter. Fez actually makes most of his money is in-game betting, Arnie, and prop betting.
Wow.
He studies it like mad, and even though there are limits, you know, he might get down in 6 or 8 or 10 books for Nick Chubb to go over X amount of yards or a quarterback to throw under X amount of yards. We had a big bet on Cam Newton 3 weeks ago and 212 yards, and he went way under that. And then when a game starts, he's very good at in-game betting because, as you guys know, when you have these apps and the books are always changing the line throughout the game, so he allows his math to take over and makes a lot of money doing that. But be that as it may, still makes a fair amount on his betting games. And, again, truth be told, Cleveland was his best bet last week.
Wow.
And you know what bothered me? I don't know if you guys saw the game. I watched the game. And Cleveland led 10-0 with about 4 minutes to go in the game. And they had the ball 4th and 4 at midfield. And they elected to go for it instead of punting deep and pinning Houston deep. They hadn't done anything all day. Well, they botched it, gave Sean Watson half a field, and they cashed in on it. That made it 10-7. And at that point, you knew it was in peril. So that's why this is a tough business.
Unbelievable.
Bernie, I hate to bring it up, but you've got some catching up to do to the professionals here in this room.
Wow.
Listen, I'm all about the truth. The truth is the truth.
What are your three picks?
I've had those weekends in my life. I felt like if I went into the funeral business, people stopped dying. It just happened.
What are your three picks for this weekend?
What do you got this weekend, Vern?
Well, I do like this. I do like several games this weekend. But let me start with Jacksonville catching 10 over Pittsburgh. It's a lot of points to lay on the road, and it's an in-between sandwich game. You've got an almost identical situation that you had 3 weeks ago when Pittsburgh played Baltimore, and then they went to Dallas and they were laying 13.5. I remember you guys asking about that. I said I never lay a double-digit spreads on the road or any, for that matter, at all. And, you know, Dallas almost won that game, you remember. So then Pittsburgh follow up the next week, which was last week, and crushed Cincinnati. So they've got the same situation here. It's just in reverse. So Pittsburgh played Cincinnati last week. They've got a sandwich game against Jacksonville this week, laying 10. They got Baltimore next week on Thanksgiving. And by the way, in this series, for whatever reason, God only knows, Jacksonville 7-2 against the spread versus Pittsburgh. And Pittsburgh is only 4-7, straight up and 0-10 against the spread when they're laying double digits against a non-divisional opponent. So you're getting real value with Jacksonville plus 10. The second game I like a lot.
Okay.
My favorite game of the week. I got Atlanta plus 5 earlier in the week. It's now down to 4.5. And I've always thought Jameis Winston's a clown. He threw for, you know, 5,000 yards last year, and they traded him. Well, that's never happened in the history of the NFL. Well, he's also throwing 88 interceptions in 74 games. Then we find out at 10 o'clock this morning, he's not even starting. He lost the starting job this week to Taysom Hill. So Taysom Hill is going to start for the Saints. He's throwing a grand total of 18 career passes. So long and short of it is, I like Atlanta in this spot getting 4.5. I got them at 5. Their coach, Raheem Morris, he's considering this to be a major, you know, interview to have to win the job in Atlanta. So they're playing hard for him. The final game, and I like this game a lot too, I love the Jets getting 9.5 over the L.A. Chargers.
Wow.
And I'll tell you why. If you make it to Week 10 in the history of the NFL and you're winless, it's only happened 23 times in history. 18-5 against the spread, 78%. I'll take that value, especially against a team, the Chargers, who really let me down and a lot of pros last week. You were right, Arnie. They went into Miami and laid an egg, and I think that was going to be a get-right game for them. Nope, they're done. I think they quit in the second half, and I don't think they have any business laying points against the Hoboken Zephyrs, much less the New York Jets. Don't want to go undefeated. By the way, the Jets, I don't really recommend doing this. They say, you know, put a little on the money line, just a little throw, you know, because you're going to get real value. But I think the Jets getting 9.5 against the Chargers is a really solid value.
All right, Bernie, you want to go ahead and get a little money line, a little something on the straight up and forget about the points. And everybody tells me I'm crazy about this. Indiana Hoosiers against Ohio State. Forget about the 20.5. Give me some of that money line. They've looked good just on perhaps they pull off the upset. I know they haven't had the hardest schedule. I got to get some of the, 7, 8, 9, 10-1? Give me some of that, Bernie.
Yeah, it's probably 12-1.
Wow.
But I don't recommend it, but I do recommend taking Indiana in the points, and I already have. I got Indiana plus 21 earlier in the week.
Okay.
When you analyze this game, Ohio State's still very good. They're one of the top three teams in the country, but their power rated about 6 points less because they don't have J.K. Dobbins this year. They don't really run the ball. And let me tell you, this Indiana team is good. You know they have 33 players on their roster recruited from SEC schools. And what I mean by that is kids who went to high schools in SEC country. So Tom Allen has a pipeline to Florida and Georgia and South Carolina and Alabama where they really produce some good athletes. Number two, I did some research, and in the history of college football, there's only been 12 times where two top 10 teams in the same conference were being getting more than 14 points in a game.
Wow.
And the favorite won outright all 12 times, but they were only 4-8 against the spread. So I think you get Indiana plus 21. You're getting real value there. Indiana will turn that game into a bit of a fist fight. I actually like the Hoosiers to hang around a little bit. Still probably feels about like a 37-21 game, but I don't think Ohio State's going to beat it by more than three touchdowns. I like Indiana.
He's Bernie Fratto, straight out of Vegas. Rich, Bernie's going to send a private jet for us if we beat him. So, So
can we go anywhere we want?
No, we're going to Vegas.
What's wrong with you? Maybe we could go to Micronesia.
What is wrong with you? Bernie, always a pleasure, my friend. We'll see how you do this week, and we'll catch up with you next week. Have a great Thanksgiving.
Okay, guys. Take care. We'll see you.
Thanks, Bernie.
Bernie Fratto out there in Vegas, my friend. So have a good time out there. We got to turn him down so we don't go to hear him hang up. But I would love – can you hear when he said that Fezzik makes six figures?
Oh, yeah. He's your boy.
Yeah,
you like that guy,
don't you? I love
that
guy. That's my job. I wish I could do that. Make six figures betting sports and just kicking back and watching the games.
Well, let's see. You're 18 and 12. Maybe you could.
Yeah, I'd be – if we entered that contest – the Westgate Superbook contest like I wanted to do, we'd be doing pretty well right now, Rich.
I'll say. We're leaving Bernie in the dust.
Yeah, we'd be like top five. We'd be playing for $60,000 right now.
Bernie's taking all the big underdogs this week. Jacksonville, Atlanta, and the Jets. Those are big underdogs.
I'm not crazy about those.
No, I'm not either. Well, we'll see.
All right. A couple things I want to get to. You want to jump on in now. Town Fair Tire text line, 802-655-6672. By the way, Scott in Plattsburgh, Artie, Fremont Street in Vegas is 100 times better than it was when you were there last. Yeah, I have to go back out there to Vegas, which it's been way too long. And once we get over COVID and really get things back to normal, and now I'm here, we may have the vaccine by early December.
Wait a minute, that's like next week.
Yeah, well, two weeks. So, hopefully we'll get that thing going and things will get somewhat back to normal. We'll be able to go out to Vegas.
Yeah, they applied for the emergency distribution thing today.
That's where I saw that. They said, what, December 10th or something like that.
Yeah. Have you ever wanted something to happen more in your life?
No.
Just get this hellish year out of the way.
In other medical news, just because I know you'll be interested, Rich, hyperventilating can help clear alcohol from the body faster, according to new research.
Hyperventilating?
Hyperventilating. It's a rare good news day for asthmatic drunks.
Awesome.
You might want to go and think about that, Rich.
Well, right. I'm half of those things.
Right.
So
you do like to put no big plans tonight. You're not going out.
Tonight I think I'm going to take it easy so I can save it all up for tomorrow. You know, spare the liver a little bit and work on it tomorrow.
I was going to get to something about the Patriots real quick, but just before I get to that, Rich was talking about something before the show about the worst human beings on the planet.
Oh, who did I say? I can't even remember.
The people that don't return their shopping carts.
Oh, absolutely. Yes, they are. They're right up there with tailgaters and people who cut in front of you in the Winooski Circle instead of yielding.
I don't like tailgaters, but you don't like the people that don't return the grocery shopping cart.
You're a poster boy of lazy.
There's a guy who does a video in Los Angeles, Santa Monica area, called Cart Narcs. And if you don't return your cart, he goes, boop, 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 and starts chasing the guy or girl down.
Good.
And says, and he calls them lazy bones. Because he
absolutely.
He goes, hey, lazy bones, the cart doesn't go there. And the people get so mad. He goes, do you work here? He goes, no, I'm cart narcs.
That's awesome.
And he embarrasses them, and they get so mad, they try to like fight him.
I love
he
it.
He runs away because he's quick, little fast.
And what channel is it?
No, it's like on YouTube or something.
What channel is that on?
It's on YouTube. Just Google or whatever.
Cart Narcs. I will.
And it's this guy that he has like the red flashlight thing that they, and he's like, no, you can't put that there.
That's a great idea.
It's pretty funny.
It's actually a thing right now, the shopping cart theory. Okay, it is viral on the internet right now. Here's how it works. You think about the last time you went to the grocery store and unloaded your groceries into your car. Did you wheel the shopping cart back to the store or into one of the racks in the parking lot, or did you just leave it?
Sometimes I put it in the back of a car.
If you took the time to return it, that means you're a good person.
Oh.
It was totally legal for you not to return it. You wouldn't be rewarded for returning it or punished for not returning it. But you returned it anyway because it's the right thing to do.
If they wanted a return, they would say on the flap where you sit, the kids
do the damn right thing.
It would say, please return the cart to the cart stable. But it doesn't say that, does it?
No, it's because it's not something you have to do. It's just the right thing to do.
Shane in Burlington, I hate the cart narcs guy so much. If some random guy put his hand on me or my car, I would lose it. My first job was a bagger at a grocery store, and I loved it when I got to go outside collect the carts. I told you this guy, he'll put a little bumper sticker on your car.
Now that would infuriate me. That's not okay.
No, not the sticky kind, the magnet kind.
Okay.
And
that makes a difference.
And people would take it off and just throw it on the ground. He goes, don't litter. I have another one.
I cannot tell you how many times I've wanted to go into the business of getting magnets saying exactly what the idiot is doing. Thanks for taking up 4 parking spots.
Wow.
Thanks for this. Thanks for that. And just putting it on their car. That's a great idea.
When I was a kid, we used to go down to the grocery store after it closed in the car.
Right.
And the empty carts that were in the lot, we'd pull up alongside them in our car. And grab a hold of them.
Oh, and then let them go.
And then just speed across the parking lot and let them go.
We used to do that with a bowling ball, but go ahead.
And they would explode. I mean, they would hit the edge of the lot, hit the curb, and just do 50 somersaults. Well, it was awesome.
We would take the grocery carts when we got off from the school bus because it was walking. It was about, we lived a mile, and the hill was sloped. So we'd stand on the back of the
sloped. Go figure.
So we'd stand on the back of the grocery cart and
ride
them
like
down.
A skateboard.
Oh, yeah.
You know, each and just ride it down the hill.
What could go wrong? The guy who hates the cart narcs guy so much, Shane, also says, that being said, I do return my cart mostly out of fear it's going to roll into another car.
Wade in St. Albans watching cart narcs. It's great. Yeah. The guy will go, hey, lazy bones. He's like a total like country guy. Hey, lazy bones.
Oh, I got to watch it.
It doesn't go there. And they'll go, F you, man. Yeah. And they try to kick his butt, and they try to chase him on down, but he just, like, runs away. It's pretty funny.
I love shows like that. I really do, as long as I'm not involved.
You'll find that, Rich, on H-Tube.
H-Tube?
Go ahead. What is H-Tube?
Well, when you said it's on YouTube, he says, what channel is that?
Yeah.
Yes.
He's so out of it.
Is that on channel 6?
What does it say? Tony says, consider this. Someone gets paid to round up all those grocery carts. But if all of them are put away, he or she doesn't have a job anymore.
No, that's not true. That's just one of the things that person does. It's like, every half hour go out. And the other thing is, too, is, I'm trying to think, you get paid up. I mean, the carts, he still has to go out there to get them in the cart, whatever it's called, corral.
Listen, when I was a teenager, I'm pretty sure we kept the cart manufacturing business in business. Because we were destroying carts. There were people making lots of carts.
Wade watches this guy because he throws the magnet on the cars, too. People get really fired up.
Okay, I'm watching.
Once he throws the magnet on the cars, people are like, did you touch my car? You wouldn't think that you put your hands on somebody. Did you touch my car?
I love it when lazy, ignorant people get called out for being lazy and ignorant. There's nothing that makes me happy.
I don't understand the magnet thing. What is that?
It's a magnet. It's a bumper sticker, but magnet, not the kind that you.
Oh, okay.
So it doesn't leave any.
Yeah, you put a real bumper sticker on someone's car, you're going to get beaten to a pulp.
I see.
So it just so it peels right off because he doesn't want to damage anybody's car.
Right, like that one that says, this car climbed Mount Washington, and you're still seeing them 20 years after the car drove up the mountain. It's like, maybe I should rethink that.
For sure my car out in the lot has one of those.
From 1978.
And I've never been up Mount Washington.
Now, if it said I ran up Mount Washington, that would be something to put on your car.
You have to go watch it when you have a chance.
Oh, I definitely will.
It's a blast. All right, you know what's coming up next, don't you, people? PowerPoint.
Oh, boy.
That's right. The new and exciting game sweeping the country. Rich, you saw the questions. You saw the questions,
there
Rich.
We go.
It's not easy?
It's virtually impossible.
It's not easy? Look at the questions.
Well, again, for the 100th straight week, it's a 50-50. So, it's partially easy.
And you looked at some of the questions and said, well, that one's easy. I heard you say that.
I wouldn't know the answer. Well, I know the answer to one of them.
Number 4, you knew right off the bat.
What's that? As opposed to what it really says, go ahead.
No, who thrown more interceptions?
Okay, yes, that's the one
I would get right. That's the one. So really,
you're actually giving the question. I don't think he's ever done this.
I got to get a winner this.
That's
time.
That's the real question.
I have to get a winner this time.
What team has thrown more interceptions? Yeah. Is number four.
We can't go through like 55 minutes of playing this game.
This is a big moment. You've never done this in all those years.
Yeah, because I have to make sure that because last week.
Oh, that was a root canal.
Oh, and people were getting the same question wrong over and over and over again.
It's 50-50, folks.
So I said, I want to go ahead and reward the people that call in first or second because it's always tough to get people on the phone first because they want to hear the answers.
Well, maybe this will entice them. The prize is the Romanto's gift pack that we give away every week. That's an $80 gift certificate to Romanto's in Williston.
Wow.
Hello.
Wow. You better start calling now, okay? Because we really did dumb it down. I got to get a winner right after. I got to give away the $80 gift certificate. He's our sponsor. It's our job. We have to do it. So 802-655-6672. 802-655-6672. Why is there a line open right now? Why is there a line open right now?
$80 Romanto's gift pack certificate.
Is this on? See, do not wait to hear the answers because... We'll have like one or two people get through, and maybe someone will get them right off the bat. You know what I mean?
All right.
So 802-655-6672. We'll come back. We'll play Power Play, the new and exciting game. Sweep of the country. That's next. You're in the huddle. 101.3 The Game.
This show has been great. But remember, if you miss any of it, the full show podcast is available each day on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. And on the free 101.3 The Game app. Never miss a second of the huddle on 101.3 The Game.
Yeah! All right, good evening, everyone. You're in the huddle. 101.3 The Game. Moving along on this Friday, it's time for Power Play, the new and exciting game sweeping the country. Let me tell you how we play the game. We ask you a question. You get that question wrong, you'll hear this. And we move on. If you come on the air and go, wait a minute, you're going too fast. We don't care. You'll hear this. And we move on. If you come on the air and go, wait a minute, question five is wrong. You guys screwed up. Well, we don't care that either. And you hear this. And we move on. But if you get a question right, we ask you another. If you get all seven questions right, tell them what they win, Rich.
That would be an $80 gift certificate.
Wow.
To Romanto's.
Wow.
Delicious pizza and all the other yummy stuff Jeff and the crew have over there in Williston.
Whoever wins, I will meet you there.
Yeah, I'll bet.
And you could buy me a pizza. Absolutely.
Yeah, because I know that's their first priority.
Let me give you the two possible answers. Texans, Patriots, because you know what they play on Sunday.
Yes.
So if I said to you, Rich, Bill Belichick is the coach of this team, you would say?
Patriots. Yes.
You've never missed one in 4 years.
Man, I'm afraid you're going to have to phone a friend there or something.
It's not like high school.
Wow. TJ, I'll give you a harder one. If I said this team plays in the state of Texas, you would say? Think. Don't just board it out.
Texans.
Yes.
The Texans play in Texas.
You said Texans.
Texans would be right. That's how easy it is, people. Don't make it any harder than it's got to be. Texans or Patriots. So, without further ado, it is time. For Power Play. All right, where are we going to start things off? Let's go to Ethan in Essex. Ethan in Essex, are you ready for Power Play?
Yeah, what's up, guys?
What are the two possible answers?
Texans or Patriots.
Oh, confidence level through the roof.
There's that damn SWAT theme again. Yeah, I'm going to have it in my head all weekend.
Confidence level through the roof. Here we go. More points.
Patriots.
Okay, we're off and running. We're off and running.
Sorry, Ethan.
No, you're not sorry.
Yeah, I am. I always like, I wish somebody would win right away. It'd
the Texans fun. Are 2-7. Why would you even guess the
well,
Texans?
Well, more points. The question is more points.
The Patriots are 4-5.
Right.
So wouldn't you think because they have more wins, they have more points?
Yes. Isn't that what he said?
Well, it was a trick question. 802-655-6672.
You tricked yourself.
Let's go to Mike in Jericho. Mike, are you there?
Stop.
Yeah, I'm here. How's it going, fellas?
Oh, I did that. Hey, Mike. I was spot on.
He doesn't have a Southern. Mike, do you ever hear him talk about people from Jericho that they have a southern accent? Have you ever met a human being from Jericho that has a southern accent?
Can't say I have, Rich.
No.
Can't say I have.
Me neither.
Mark sounds just like this.
Oh, stop. Hey,
Mike, what are the two possible answers, Mike?
Oh, Texans, Patriots.
Oh, confidence level through the roof.
Yes, he sounds like a winner.
More points.
Patriots.
No, no. I'm not playing this game today. I'm not going to do that. No. No, that's it. Game over. Game over.
No, you know what?
No, I'm not going to play
no,
this.
No, you know what we're going to do? We're going to spice things up a little bit.
No, we're spiced. They can't get the first question right.
Because that $80 Romontos gift pack isn't enough, apparently, to inspire these people. We're also giving away...
No, they get nothing now.
...an Immersion XP gift card.
No, I don't want to give them anything. I don't think we give them anything. Matt, the sales guy, says, you know you're supposed to give away the Immersion XP gift card. Well, that's all.
He's the sales guy, so it must be true, right?
Well, you know what, though? But I don't want to give away anything now because they can't even get one question right.
Too bad. You lose. Just like the first two calls.
I'm not playing this game through the Champlain Valley game night. I'm not doing like an hour and a half of this game. 802-655-6672. Who's next up?
Matt in St. Albans.
Our buddy.
Matt in St. Albans. Matt in St. Albans. Matt, what are the two answers, Matt?
Patriots and Texans.
All right, let's get through question one here.
No, confidence level's not high on this.
Well, that's probably why Howie will win.
No, I don't have confidence level on him.
I don't care. You had high confidence in the first two, and they didn't get past question one.
Matt, what are the two answers again?
Patriots and Texans.
Well, he's got that.
Go. Yeah.
He's a winner.
Okay. He won.
Here we go. Who has scored more points this year?
Texans.
Yeah.
I didn't think he was going to get that right.
That would have been funny.
Who has more passing yards?
Texans.
Nice.
Who has more total yards?
Texans.
Oh. No, every answer is not the Texans. I'm sorry.
With all those rushing yards from New England,
they add up. Every answer is not the Texans.
All right, so you know three out of the seven. Now we're getting somewhere.
You know more than that, really. 802-655-6672 if you want to go ahead and jump on it. Do we have anybody else?
We have Mark in Essex.
Mark in Essex. Mark, are you there?
I'm here.
What are the two possible answers?
Texans, Patriots.
Oh, confidence level through the roof.
Yeah, he sounds like he knows the answers already.
Who has more points?
Texans.
More passing yards?
We're going to go with Texans.
Considering we just said that 2 seconds ago. More overall total yards?
Patriots.
There you go.
Who has thrown more interceptions?
Texans.
Oh, that's like easy one.
This is like dominoes now.
That's the easy one.
Yeah, that's the one. That's the only one that you knew.
That's all Cam Newton did for about 4 weeks.
That was the only one that you knew.
Yeah.
802-655-6672.
All right.
If you want to go ahead and jump on in.
We're getting there. We got 4 out of 7 now. Inching our way toward victory.
Wade in St. Albans is on the line.
Wade.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Wade. What are the two answers, Wade?
Patriots and Texans, baby.
He's been texting like a crazy man on the show today.
Wow, confidence level through the roof.
Yeah, he's the one who says, I implore you to move your cart, sir, talking about you. So you like that parking?
That was great, man.
The shopping cart thing?
All right, here we go. Texans, Patriots. Who has scored more points?
Texans.
More passing yards?
Texans.
More overall yards?
I'm going to have to go with the Patriots.
Who has thrown more interceptions?
Ooh. That would be the Texans.
Oh, no. What? That's the same
just
one.
Said it.
We just said this. We just said that answer.
All right.
Like 20 seconds ago.
On to the next one.
No, there's no more.
Should I start announcing the actual answers like I did last week?
Well, I don't want to give that answer away, but if you have to, you have to.
I don't want to give the answer away, but it's the other team than the Texans.
It's not the Texans.
We've got Mike in Bristol.
It's the other one. Mike in Bristol, Connecticut.
No.
Mike.
Bristol, Vermont.
Oh, Bristol, Vermont.
Couldn't be. It's a billion times nicer than Bristol, Connecticut.
What are the two possible answers, Mike?
Patriots and the Texans.
Again, confidence level through the roof.
Yeah. Well, we just got to get past number four.
Who has more points?
Texans.
More passing yards?
Texans.
More overall yards?
Patriots.
More thrown interceptions.
Patriots.
Yes.
More yards per kickoff.
Oh. You're killing me. Patriots.
Nice.
You got it right.
He knew that.
Who has more sacks?
Texans.
Oh, one more.
Last question. Did I do that one? No, here we go.
Yeah.
I did that one.
No, you
didn't. No, I did. Here we go. More points allowed.
He's looking it up.
I'm going to go with the Texans.
Yeah, we got to win. Yes. Yes.
Mike and Bristol.
Oh, my goodness. I put it. Was it that tough? Was it that tough, Mike?
It was 50-50, man. I had a chance.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Because I know in the back of your mind, you knew who had more yards per kickoff, right, Mike?
Yeah, that was an easy one.
I had an idea, but I didn't know for sure.
Well, believe me, I wouldn't have had an idea. That's an impossible question. But the fact is, it's 50-50.
Mike on hold. We'll go through the answers. Who has more points? That would be the Texans. They've scored 200 to the Patriots, 189. More passing yards would be the Texans.
Yep.
2399 to 1961. More yards overall would be the Patriots, not by much, because they had a lot of the rushing yards.
By 13 yards.
Well, 3,203 to 3,190 overall. Right, so 13 yards. More thrown interceptions, Patriots 11-2.
Not even close.
That's crazy.
Well, Cam went on that. And of course, Stidham chipped in. I think Hoyer had one, too.
I had one.
Yeah, I mean, literally everyone has one.
More yards per kickoff would be the Patriots.
Would ever know that.
23.9 to 20.6. If you think about it, you would come up with the
Patriots. Well, it was funny because all three of the last ones were a complete guess, and he got every one of them right.
Well, more sacks, you would think the Texans.
With J.J. Watt.
I'd have no idea why you would think that. I would say, well, you play the Jets, you'd sack them 19 times itself. More points allowed would be the Texans, 255 to 211.
Yep.
So there you go. That is Power Play, the new and exciting game, sweep of the country.
That went from really bad to a victor, like nothing.
Mark says, I just suck at this game. No, Mark, everybody sucks at this game.
Wade
says, loved it. Thanks, guys. No, thank you. Maybe we should go down to five questions from now on. I'm thinking we should go dumb it down.
It'd take a minute to play the game.
It took six or seven calls. It shouldn't take that long. It really shouldn't take that long.
Well, they couldn't get past number four. That was the one that killed them.
But real quick, TJ, I was going to say who the Patriot fans should be rooting for this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd rather do the Christmas song for dogs, if you got that. I didn't get the...
As much as we like hearing SWAT.
Yeah, I didn't get... Do you have it available?
It's about the same thing. It's going to have the...
It's
a few
barks in it.
Because you guys made such a big deal about that they came out with a Christmas song for dogs.
Well, it made no sense to me. See if you guys understand it.
Do you have it available?
I do. Just give me one second.
Yeah. Okay, so what's the backstory on this? Apparently, through much research with dog owners, some company came up with the sounds that dogs react to in a positive way
right.
for Christmas. And I guess they put it all together and dubbed it down, and it turned into what we're going to hear.
You like Christmas music.
Of course.
In this building.
Everybody loves Christmas music.
They're already cranking it on the other side of the wall.
Yeah.
This company believes that your dog likes Christmas music, too.
Wouldn't it?
Just needs its own, its own Christmas music.
Its own version of Christmas for dogs.
Correct. And this is the very first Christmas song just for dogs on the huddle.
Sit.
Oh, good girl.
Who's this? Would you like to go on Wookiees?
Are you serious?
I'm serious.
Sounds like a porn movie.
It's got squeak toys in it and everything.
Who did somebody put their name behind this?
Yeah, just making $1 billion a day.
I'll choke somebody out if I find out they made this song.
Good girl.
Actually,
it sounds like it's British.
Oh, it is. Good girl.
Beth just asked me if she could have it for the workout on the treadmill.
Yeah.
Good girl.
Oh, you see, I should have gone with who the Patriot fans need to root for this weekend. I think I'll do that. Patriot fans, I know you still think you have a chance for the playoffs, and there's four teams you should be pulling for this weekend.
Yes.
If you guys do get to win and go to 500, then you should be pulling for the Philadelphia Eagles.
Do I have to?
To beat Cleveland on the road.
All right, go Eagles.
So that's one of the games you need to report.
Did I just say that?
Boy, write that down. What time is it?
You need to pull for the Denver Broncos. to beat Miami. That game is in Denver.
Okay.
You need to pull for the Kansas City Chiefs. Ugh. Well, that's a good team.
No, it's likely, but
yeah, they play in Las Vegas, and you got to pull for the Tennessee Titans, who play at Baltimore,
who ended our season last year.
So you got to root for those four teams to get your
Eagles, Broncos, Chiefs, and Titans. All right,
go Birds.
Yeah, first time texter, fastest 2 hours of my day. Love the power play. You guys are great.
Wow,
thank you very much. We appreciate that. We'll come back. We'll get to the scraps and last story standing. You're in the huddle. What do I point?
Simply
in the car, on your computer, on your phone, on your Amazon Echo, and video streaming on Twitch. There's always a way to listen to the show.
I think you might want to listen.
It's the huddle on 101.3 The Game.
All right, by the way, you snowbirds that go down to Florida for the wintertime, if you are going this year, get an extra chance to go see your Boston Celtics.
How's that?
Because instead of going to Toronto, which you're not allowed to cross the border, your Toronto Raptors will be your Tampa Raptors.
Oh, wow. Oh, Buffalo must be bummed.
Wow. Yeah, we talked about this, Rich. Wouldn't you have put them up in Buffalo just in the case? We don't know how long the border is going to be closed, when they're going to let fans in. It seems like we're pretty close to the vaccine.
Right.
Why Tampa?
So
I saw that
for the whole season, guaranteed in writing?
I saw it says it was supposed to be for the whole season, but, you know, nothing's guaranteed.
Wow, Tampa.
I mean, if they open up the border tomorrow, I could see them going for a reversal on that and saying, no, thank you, we're going to just play at home. But, yeah, Tampa. Oh.
So there's three NBA teams in Florida. Wow.
Miami, Orlando, and
Tampa.
But Tampa's in the north end of that, so.
Yeah. Oh, I know. It's just, that's a little bit more of a flight for the Celtics. But so what they're going to do, I mean, what they'll end up doing is that'll be a three-day trip.
Well,
they'll play Tampa, Miami, and Orlando over probably 4 days.
You think that's going to, forget about the fans. You think the average fan in Buffalo would have gone to the game, or the fact that there's Tampa where you have snowbirds, New Yorkers, people from Boston, Pittsburgh area may go to the games. Remember, they don't get to go down to Orlando and Miami for the game.
Right.
They're up in the...
No, you're right.
Yeah.
See, I have problems. And this happened before when I heard that the Blue Jays were going to Buffalo. I thought, oh, awesome. Buffalo gets to watch a major league team.
Right, but yeah,
wait a minute. You can't go.
Right.
Yeah, no, you're right. It doesn't make much difference, does it?
Doesn't.
Other than it's better weather.
They're going to let people into the games. So, matter of fact, real quick, Denver Broncos said this is the last weekend you can go see the games. Otherwise, forget about it. You're not going to be able to. They're going to go ahead and stop people from going to the games out there. What's wrong, guys? You want to say anything?
No.
Okay. 802-655-6672. So go ahead and jump on in. Let's get to last story standing. We got a couple of the games.
Wacky or insightful? We've saved the best for last. It's time for Last Story Standing on The Huddle on 101.3 The Game.
By the way, Mike and McKenzie goes, what happened to power play? I had to deliver some sausage to Hannaford's in Middlebury. I wasn't gone for more than 9 minutes. Must have been a record time can I have an update, please? Have a great weekend.
Yeah, what was Mike? He won in the other Mike, the one who won.
Yeah,
Patriots. Fifth caller, maybe?
Yeah, well, we didn't have to go through a whole heck of
a lot. It wasn't like last week.
Yeah. All right, Let's go ahead and get to last story standing. I like this one. You are going to like this one. When you die now, you could send your remains to the moon. And it's you can
for a price.
Yeah,
obviously.
You could be cremated. You could more than 400 people have done it.
Really?
They shoot your remains into orbit. I'm trying to figure out how much it's going to cost.
So wait a minute. So they're up there and they. So do the remains land on the moon, or do they fly off?
They just fly off. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I'm not so sure I'm going to go and do that. I don't know if that's really what I want to do. You know what I mean? I don't think that's what I want to do. I think I just go ahead and do a regular burial, knock wood on that. I'm not going to worry about that one.
Wow.
And a man who was interviewing for a sheriff's job, well, he went in, and you have to fill out a background check on why he was doing the interview. He got arrested for outstanding warrants. Should you really be interviewing for a sheriff's job?
Oh, did I leave that minor detail out, sir? Sorry.
And he couldn't understand, well, what did I do wrong? You got an outstanding warrant for crying out loud. So they ended up arresting him. And he's not going to be part of the sheriff's department.
That's like all those people that like are deadbeat dads that don't pay their child support, and then they just send them something that says, hey, you just want a brand new four-wheeler.
Right, right, and or a TV or something
right,
like that.
And they all come in, and they just cuff them and stuff them. That was my Roscoe.
All right, I love it. What's coming up on Champlain Valley Game Night tonight?
Mike Dusso from Patriots.com is going to be with us, going to talk about the Patriots and this week's game and the fact that we were all wrong about what we thought was going to happen last weekend.
Yes, we were.
And also tonight, Bruce Seaman from WVTK, our sister station, is going to talk some hockey.
Nice. I love it. What's coming up on the radio, though, because we do have some games coming up this weekend, no doubt about that.
Well, that big Indiana. Can Indiana stay with the Buckeyes? It'll be interesting to see tomorrow. Indiana at Ohio State will have the game on 101.3. The game starting at noon. And the Patriots game, I believe the pregame show starts 19 hours before kick. Oh, wait, it's 10 a.m. It starts kickoff from Houston at about 1:05. And then Sunday Night Football, potentially a good one. The Raiders will be hosting Kansas City. We'll have the pregame at 7:30.
That's my big upset. Indiana to beat Ohio State. They're a 21-point underdog.
Oh, you're saying straight up?
Straight up. Get 10, 11-1, 12-1 odds on that. Yeah, TJ.
We just do have to also say happy birthday to President-elect Biden. Today is his 78th birthday.
But, happy birthday.
Remember, you're only as old as the last birthday you remember.
Wow. All right, for Intern 11, for TJ, for Rich, I'm Arnie. Everybody be safe out there. Enjoy your weekend. Champlain Valley Game Night coming up next. You're in the huddle. 101.3 The Game. Well-